Okay, what's poppin'? Hope everyone's having a great Friday night. Yet again, it's getting a little late. My eyes are about to sleep. Gotta do a little segment before I do knock out. You know, today I was really contemplating and thinking about art and creativity and how when there's a certain character behind like a piece of creativity, if they're relished, or if people look up to them, or people idolize these that individual, whoever it may be, and then the music or the art or the fashion or whatever it may be, whatever creative piece it may be, people tend to rate that piece higher or give it more credence than like someone who really doesn't hasn't developed a narrative, a positive narrative, or like an almost like a stage of like being an idol to people yet. So for instance, let's say for example Drake puts out a song and it's hot, like it's dope, but it's gonna be amplified more than its actual creative. So essentially it's not gonna be taken for its creative creative credence. Rather, it'll be bolstered by the fact that Drake put the song out, right? So it got me thinking, like, and then there's like other artists out there who don't get the same level of credit or put out dope art. Not to say Drake isn't a great artist. Drake is an amazing artist, and his accolades are absolutely, like, he's the best, like, right now, 100%. But when he puts out music that may, you know, may be a little mediocre, not up to his standards, people still give him credence and still give him big ups just because he's Drake, and the narrative and the character that he's built around himself helps to heighten his music or amplify it. Now, imagine there's a platform where you can view people's art, either whether it be music, whether it be fashion. Whether it be art like drawings and paintings, but you don't know the artist. You literally just get to appreciate the art for itself. No filter of an artist or no idolizing of an individual, no building of narratives of the individual. I think it'd be pretty interesting because like now you're cutting out all the baggage that comes with an artist. What type of character that person has. If an artist has a terrible character, for example, people may shit on their art based on the individual, and it always happens. We have these biases. We do this to protect ourselves. It's like, you know, there's a deep-rooted psychology behind all this. But I think it'd be really interesting to have a platform, whether it be for music or for clothing or for, for drawing. I mean, and going back to clothing, just because like that's like the world that I play in. And I mean, a lot of people probably notice this too. Like, you throw a name brand on, excuse me, a piece of clothing, and the value, its perceived value goes through the roof. Like, this is like simple, observations that we all see in our day to day. But yeah, just thought I'd put that out there. Let's try our best not to attach an artist's character to their art. Like, we're just here for your art. We're just here for your creative ability, not for the type of person you are. Or, I mean, it helps if you're a great person, but at the end of the day, we should really value these people for the art that they put out. Another whole bunch of rambling. Hopefully, this will make sense. I hope the last one made sense too. But thank you for listening. Hope you have a great night, and hope you have a great start to your weekend. Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.